An Odd Body, a four-part detective series by Sue Rodwell, with Annette Badland as Detective Inspector Gwen Danbury of East Suffolk Police Headquarters, Gudrun Ewer as Joan Danbury, and John Dutteen as Detective Sergeant Henry Jacobs. Part 2, A Slim Chance, with Francis Jeter as Eleanor Gedding, Cyril Jenkins as Georgina, and Sean Barrett as Hans Schmidt. An Odd Body, Part 2.
Oh, what have we got, Henry?
One dead body and too many stairs.
Oh, why do people who commit suicide always live in top floor flats?
Good exercise, go climbing stairs.
Oh, shut up. Oh, give me the story so far.
The cleaning woman found the body, female, at 8 o'clock this morning, hanging by her dressing gown cord from the 7th rung of that balustrade thing around the stairwell. Mm. She got a chair from the hall, tried to prop up the body and then cut the cord, left it where it fell on the stairs. She called us from the flat. Wouldn't go past it again to answer the front door. Man from the basement flat let us in.
Is the cleaning woman still here?
No, I took a statement and sent her home. She was very shocked.
Right. Any suicide note?
Not found anything. And Doc reckons it wasn't suicide.
Which doctor?
There's a rather dubious joke to be made there, Inspector Danbury.
Dr. Hunting. You don't think it's suicide?
I'd stake what little reputation I have that it wasn't.
Any particular reason?
Several. The main one being she was well dead before she was strung up.
Are you sure?
Well, look at the face. No swelling, no blueness, marked lividity on the back of the neck and the thighs. The body had been lying on its back for some hours after death. If you look closely at the ligature around the neck...
Thanks, Doctor, but it's a bit too early in the morning for me. Henry, do we know who she was?
Claudia Duke, member of European Parliament for Central Anglia.
A VIP.
Definitely.
Mm, wonderful. Superintendent Phillips will have kittens. Oh, I can do without this just before I go on holiday.
Still going to the Lake District?
Mother wants to, and she could do with the rest. She's wearing herself out with this latest protest of hers.
We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved just like a tree that's planted
on the side. We shall not.
Come on, Mrs. Banks, sing up.
I haven't done anything like this before. Protested, I mean.
Oh, you're never too old to start.
Isn't it illegal?
Not yet. You don't want them killing our lovely old oak trees just for the sake of another road, now, do you?
I suppose not.
Then sing.
We shall not.
Oh, sure I can't persuade you into suicide, Doctor.
Pray not. Of course the post-mortem might tell you something different.
But it won't.
No? If you don't need me anymore, I'll go home for some breakfast.
Fine.
Oh, by the way, how's the slimming coming along?
It's coming along.
Are you sticking to the diet sheet?
Like glue.
Drop by the office later today. We'll weigh you, shall we?
According to you, I've got a murder on my hands. I may not have time.
Always worth making time where your health's concerned. Shall we say 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock?
You'll be off duty by then, won't you?
Do we know anything about Claudia Duke?
Member of European Parliament for 3 years. Unmarried, 53. Liked. Windsurfing, theatre, walking. Was very concerned about the plight of children in Europe and the Third World.
You know a lot about her.
I voted for her. It was all in her election leaflet.
You voted the European elections?
Well, don't you?
You mean it's my duty as a good citizen? You sound more like Mother every day.
Save the trees!
Well, run us over then. Go on, run us over.
I'd really rather they didn't.
Oh, they won't.
But they're such big bulldozers.
Lie down in front of them as soon as they move. Lie down. We'll be all right. Believe me, they won't hurt us. They wouldn't dare.
We shall not be moved. We
cuttings, letters, check stubs, invoices. I like a woman who keeps a messy desk. You found anything?
More cuttings. She seems to have kept every article ever written about her.
This looks interesting. Appointments diary. According to this, Claudia Duke should have been 3 days into a 2-week jaunt at the Eleanor Gedding Health and Beauty Clinic, a gaggle of other Eurocrats, not hanging by a dressing gown cord in the stairwell of her Ipswich flat. So, what's she doing here?
Excuse me, Inspector. A message has come over the radio about your mother.
Is she all right?
But apparently she's just been arrested.
Mother, how could you?
I was lying down quite happily until some great rough man picked me up.
You were causing an obstruction.
Is that the charge?
There isn't going to be a charge.
Gwen, you haven't been using your influence to get me off.
The council isn't going to press charges.
What a pity. I was looking forward to my day in court.
Mother, the sooner I get you away on holiday, the better.
Go on. Superintendent Phillips wants a word.
Oh, God. Henry.
Mrs. Danbury.
Joan.
Joan.
How lovely to see you again. How's the family?
Oh, Jamie's fine. I don't see much of Kate since we're divorced.
No, of course.
Mother, stay here. Don't move. I'll be back.
Henry, dear, is there any chance of a cup of tea and perhaps a car to take me home? I really must get out of these muddy clothes.
I'll see what I can do.
And I wonder if there's any possibility of releasing Mrs. Banks. I think she's having hysterics in one of your cells.
Murder?
The police surgeon thinks so, sir. The post-mortem might tell us more, but it certainly looks like murder at this stage.
All hell's broken loose from upstairs. Chief Constable's been on me back. We're going to have to tread very carefully indeed on this one.
Don't we always?
There's no doubt about it being Claudia Duke, I suppose.
None, sir.
And she was supposed to be on a freebie at this Gedding clinic when she died.
According to her diary. I've checked with her office and she was meant to be there until the end of next week. Some sort of fact-finding visit before the EC bring in all sorts of new laws about beauty products.
Any excuse to enjoy themselves at our expense?
But she obviously wasn't.
What?
Enjoying herself. She was getting killed.
At the clinic?
Possibly. No sign of a struggle at the flat. Apparently she was last seen at the clinic, and she didn't tell anyone she was leaving. There was a suitcase of her clothes at the flat, but they could have been brought there along with the body.
So what happened?
I don't know, sir. And it's not my job to find out this time. I'm on leave in exactly 25 minutes.
Films.
3 packs.
Camera.
In that suitcase.
Are you sure?
Is it crossed off the list?
Yes.
Then it's packed.
Ah. Oh. Hello. Yes.
Soap. Toothbrush.
Who is it? No. All right.
Mother.
Yes, yes, I'll tell her, dear. Yes, yes, of course. Bye. That was Henry.
What did he want?
He asked me to give you a message. Superintendent Phillips would like to see you.
I'm on leave.
Apparently, it's urgent. Apparently, he's had a brain wave.
It's a shambles.
I'm sorry to hear that, sir, but I'm...
Local bobbies tramping all over the Gedding Clinic and all over the sensibilities of some very important politicians.
Are MEPs that important?
All politicians are important. They can cause us trouble, so they're important. Last thing we want to do is ruffle feathers. Thank God we've managed to keep the clinic out of the newspapers. As far as they're concerned, it was suicide and it took place in the woman's flat. We need someone on the inside, Gwen.
Inside?
Inside the clinic to make discreet inquiries. It was where she was last seen alive. It's likely to be where she died. According to the post-mortem, her stomach contents indicate a last meal of cottage cheese and crisp bread. Well, you wouldn't eat that in your own home, would you?
Lots of people do.
Well, I certainly wouldn't.
Do we know how she died yet?
Dr. Bull thinks it was poison. He's trying to isolate it. Says it might take a week or more. Well, we haven't got a week. By then, all these politicians will be scattered to the four winds, hiding behind bureaucracy in their own countries. We'll never find our man. No, we need someone to go in there, undercover, discreetly, ask questions without seeming to, extract our man...
Or woman.
Well, obviously. Extract him or her without fuss, without publicity, without embarrassment. So?
Sir?
Are you game?
Me?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? What does the clinic do?
As far as I know, you pay a lot of money to lie on a bed and be massaged.
Health and beauty? Slimming. Women go in there to lose weight, don't they? And what do you need to do, Inspector? Lose weight? Oh, you won't arouse suspicion. Can't fake that fact, you know. Be killing two birds with one stone, won't we? You go in, investigate, and at the same time, get rid of some of that lard.
I'm on leave, sir.
Can't be helped, I'm afraid. Have your holiday some other time. This is top priority. You'll be taking Jacobs along with you, just in case there's any trouble. We'll book him in for the muscle-building course. You won't know each other. You'll both be working entirely undercover. You can liaise with me by phone. Do you have a problem with that?
Nothing I can't cope with, sir.
A health farm?
Club. Clinic.
But we're going on holiday. Didn't you tell Stephen Phillips?
He's put me in. There's nothing I can do.
Let me talk to him.
No, Mother. He's decided I need to lose some weight. Quickly.
Did you tell him we were going to the Lake District?
You know, Phillips, not a man to listen to reason. But you can go.
Alone? I wanted to spend a holiday with my daughter.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mother. I wish we could have. Really.
So, while I'm traipsing around Derwentwater, you'll be enjoying yourself at the taxpayer's expense.
I don't think enjoying's quite the right word.
And stretch. Stretch that arm to the ceiling. Pull and down. On the other side. Good. And down. And touch your toes. And relax. Very good. Now, while the rest of you just lie down and block, could I see the new girls and boys? Arthur Reed?
Yes.
Susie Johnson? Henry Bartlett? And Gwen? Oh, sorry, I can't read this name.
Robinson.
Yes, I can't read my own writing.
Thank you, Georgina.
Oh, yes, sorry. Now, I'd like to introduce you to Eleanor Gedding, who will tell you all about everything.
Not quite everything.
Could we sit down?
Stand, sit, collapse. You pay the bill after all. And each of you have paid a lot of money to come here for a week or fortnight to achieve a miracle. But, of course, you won't achieve a miracle. Miracles aren't my business. I'm here to lay foundations, to kick-start you into a new way of life, a new way of looking at your own lifestyle. That's all I can do. I'll be the irritating piece of grit. Only you can turn yourselves into pearls. Your input, physical and mental, will affect how much you get out of the work you do, and it will be work, believe me. If you work hard, I think you'll be surprised at the results.
I'll be surprised if I live.
Now, we'll have a short break for you to mingle, get to know each other, and then Georgina will take you on a tour of the facilities. Mineral water, with or without lemon, is being served in the lounge. Thank you.
Oh, come along. Mingle, mingle, mingle.
You've got quite a job on your hands.
I'm sorry?
Turning us into pearls.
Laying the foundations, that's all we promised.
Make mine cement and about 6 feet deep. Hello, the name's Henry Bartlett.
Gwen Robinson.
Can I get you a mineral water, Gwen?
Thank you. I'll come through with you. I need the exercise.
Well, I'll leave you two to get to know each other. I'll gather you all up again in about 15 minutes, all right?
Would that be with lemon or without lemon, Gwen?
With Henry.
Living dangerously.
You take the men, I'll take the women.
Thank you.
Wouldn't that be comfortable?
Yes, obviously not.
I am part of a delegation, you see, from the European Union, as we must now call it. We have come to experience how you do these things in England.
You must have known Claudia Duke.
Of course. She was a colleague, a dear friend. Not that I knew her well, but it was a tragedy.
A death, yes. I admired her tremendously. I voted for her, actually.
She was a wonderful woman. You knew her well?
We were friends. I worked closely with her. She had so much to offer.
What makes a woman like that kill herself?
I don't believe for one moment she killed herself. She was full of life. We all had so much work to do together. She was excited for the future. She'd been a little under the weather, yes? But she didn't kill herself.
But if it wasn't suicide...
How did you know she had been here with us?
Oh, I overheard someone talking about her.
Ah, they're such gossips, these women.
It didn't surprise me when I heard.
Why not?
Well, she seemed the type, if you know what I mean. Dramatic.
Was she depressed?
Well, I really couldn't say. I mean, I only knew her for a few days. How on earth did you find out she was staying here? We're all thrall to secrecy.
One of the men mentioned it.
Dr. Getting won't be pleased. Bad publicity. Can't have her guests being driven to suicide.
It was not suicide.
I beg your pardon?
Claudia was a wonderful woman. She had everything to live for.
I don't think I was talking to you, Mr. Schmidt.
You are talking to the whole room. So loud. And you know nothing.
Well, of course, you knew far more about her than I did.
What do you mean by that?
I mean exactly what I say.
You are an evil, gossiping bitch.
Attention, everybody. Attention. All friends now? Jolly good. Now, we'll be giving you your individual exercise plans, but first, let's go and inspect the gym, otherwise known as the torture chamber. Right?
Can I join you?
Oh, yes, of course, Mr. Bartlett.
Henry, please.
Oh, how did your interviews go?
Couldn't push the questions, arouse his suspicions. But Claudia seems to have been well-liked.
By Hans Schmidt in particular.
He doesn't think she committed suicide.
No, give her back. Oh, let's sit down. Bench.
Aren't you supposed to run for 10 minutes?
I still outrank you, even in a tracksuit.
Yes, Gov.
Oh, that's better. Oh. Do you think Hans and Claudia were more than friends?
It's possible. But he's married. Very respected man back in Germany, or so he thinks.
And if she was threatening to make their relationship public, might be a motive.
Then why did he go on about it not being suicide?
Double bluff. He probably knew the post-mortem would show she didn't die by hanging.
What about the ladies?
On the whole, they seem to have disliked her. Slim, young for her age, great skin, and let everybody know it. Apparently didn't need any of the treatments on offer here. Well, if she did, she wasn't telling anyone.
Is jealousy of smooth skin and a tight bum a motive for murder?
It could be, Henry.
But so far, our best bet seems to be Hans Schmidt.
Early days, Henry. Unfortunately, very early days.
Oi, sitting down on the job?
Hello. Didn't hear you.
Oi, creep about a bit. Reading a bit here, digging a bit there. Amazing what you pick up that way. Got to do these beds now, if I'm not bothering you two.
Of course not. Mr. Bartlett has to complete his run, don't you?
I do. I'm under orders.
Bit old for this sort of thing, isn't he?
I wouldn't know. Do you have to cope with all the gardens?
I get some help in from the village when I need it. Get much what I want when I need it.
She's a good employer then, Dr. Getting.
Eleanor's all right. You know how to handle her.
Come.
Good afternoon, Dr. Getting. I believe you want to speak to me.
I understand there was some trouble this morning, Mr. Smith.
Trouble?
I believe Claudia Duke was mentioned.
I don't think...
As I said before, I don't care what your own troubles with Mrs. Duke were, but I will not have them affecting the good name of my clinic. Is that clear?
Perfectly.
Good. Thank you, Mr. Schmidt. Ten minutes bending and stretching. Breakfast. Ah! Items 4, 6, or 8 from the menu. 30 minutes outdoor activity. 10 is running calisthenics. A break at 11 for light refreshments.
Yes.
Items 10, 12, or 14 from the menu. 30 minutes rest, then sauna, mass...
Oh, I'm sorry to bother you, Dr. Gedding, but there's a bit of bother in reception.
I see. If you'll excuse me, Gwen.
Of course.
Georgina will take you through the rest of tomorrow's itinerary.
Right. Sorry. Now, where did you get up to?
I'm not sure. My mind went blank after calisthenics.
Right. Shall I start from the beginning?
What sort of trouble?
Trouble?
In reception.
Oh, just some old biddy who'd brought her makeup in with her. She's booked for the skin rejuvenation course, so she's supposed to come in naked. Her face, I mean.
I don't see what harm a little powder and lipstick would do.
Mrs.
Danbury.
Of course, Mrs. Danbury. Your skin is the canvas on which your face is written.
I beg your pardon.
During your week, is it?
Just a week. I can't afford more.
A week is more than enough time to lay the foundation.
I'm allowed foundation.
Not that kind of foundation, I'm afraid. The foundation for a whole new skin. We need to moisten, feed, transform. Your skin's rather thin, isn't it? And there's a certain amount of coarse facial hair.
I'm 73, it happens.
You'll leave here looking 10 years younger if you put yourself entirely in my hands.
I suppose we all have to do that, don't we?
Oh. 7. 8. Oh.
You must meet all sorts in your job, Georgina.
9. Yes, I suppose I do.
Some of the guests must be...
10.
A pain in the neck sometimes.
I wouldn't say that. 11.
Could I stop now?
Of course. Do you want to go on to an exercise bicycle?
Oh, I want to die.
We can't have that. Better take your pulse.
Oh. I hear Claudia Duke was a difficult woman.
Claudia? Not really.
I thought she made herself very unpopular.
I hadn't heard that. In fact, she was more than just popular with one other gentleman, if you know what I mean.
And Schmidt.
My lips are sealed. Well, your pulse is fine. In fact, you're very fit, considering.
Thanks. It must have been a shock. Claudia killing herself.
Yes, terrible.
She hadn't been depressed.
Don't think so. Mind you, I didn't have all that much to do with her. She went in more for rejuvenation than physical fitness. Her looks weren't all her own work, if you know what I mean. Now then, off to the sauna with you and a cold plunge afterwards. Set you up for this afternoon's run.
I can't wait.
Exfoliate, elasticate, enrich.
Sounds rather extreme.
You must put yourself entirely in my hands, Mrs. Danbury. And I can promise you that a week from today you'll leave the Gedding Clinic with a spring in your skin as well as your feet.
Well, I'm a new girl, so I suppose I must do as I'm told.
That's the spirit.
Have you had many new guests this week?
Some.
I just wondered if I was the only one. New girl fitting in on the first day of school.
We'll keep you much too busy to worry about that, Mrs. Danbury. We'll discuss your personal schedule this afternoon. Meanwhile, I'm going to send you off to the sauna for a thorough steam and clean.
Excuse me.
Oh, my
is that your
God.
There's a good coffee in here. Excuse me. Well, fancy meeting you here.
Yes. There's room next to me.
Thank you, dear. You look like underdone roast beef. Very pink.
You don't know me. I haven't seen you naked.
Mother.
You don't know me. We don't know each other.
What?
I knew there was something going on.
What's she
doing here?
Taking her revenge. She raided our emergency fund to pay for it. Said it was an emergency as far as she was concerned.
Oh, what did you tell her?
I couldn't tell her the truth, could I? Probably be around the clinic within the hour.
So how did you explain the fact that you were using an assumed name?
Oh, it's cold out here.
You did tell her that?
I had to. I had to tell her she wasn't to acknowledge me at all.
And?
Oh, couldn't we have found somewhere more comfortable to meet?
Come on, go.
Oh, this hedge keeps stabbing me. Oh. I had to tell her you were here. She'd have spotted you at some point.
Right.
And she leapt to a conclusion about us both being here. Both under assumed names.
Oh, right.
It seems safer not to disillusion her. Who is it?
Gloxy.
Then have a look. Hedge is too tall for me.
It's a van. The gardener's getting out.
Keith?
The one we bumped into this morning.
Mm, that's Keith.
There are a couple of men shoving stuff out the window. Must be from the gym.
What sort of stuff?
Weights. Those aerobic step things. An exercise bicycle.
It's almost midnight. Why should they be doing it at this time of night?
Good question.
And has it got anything to do with the murder of Claudia Duke?
Well, at least you'll have plenty to tell the stupor when you ring him in the morning.
Progress, Inspector. We need progress.
We're following several promising leads, sir.
Good God, woman, I'm not the press. I'm not interested in that rubbish. What are you actually doing?
At the moment, I'm sitting on my bed rubbing my aching muscles.
Is there an arrest in sight?
Not as yet.
Suspects?
Several. In fact, this place is altogether very suspicious indeed.
Meaning?
I get the impression everyone has something to hide. We just have to find out what.
And you've got 4 days to do it in.
Sir.
Lost any weight?
3 pounds.
I suppose that's progress of a kind. But I want an arrest soonest, all right?
I'll do my best. There's someone at the door. I have to go, sir.
Now, look, if you...
Who is it?
Only me, dear.
Mother, we're not supposed to know each other.
Just calling in a fellow guest.
Come in.
I knocked on your door last night, about 9. There was no answer.
I was out.
I called by again at midnight. Couldn't sleep. Were you, having a late night, dear?
Yes.
I'm so glad.
Mother... Are you enjoying yourself?
It's wonderful. I haven't been stroked so much since your father died.
You're looking very well on it.
Apparently, I'm a little underweight. Dr. Gedding wants me to put on a few pounds. They're stuffing me with the most delicious food.
I don't want to know that.
You think the face cream's doing wonders? My skin's never felt so smooth.
Since when did you care about your skin?
Since I came here. It's all so... corrupting.
Can you pimp it? Yeah. Got a lot to look after.
You must work long hours.
Flexible. Want a cigarette?
I don't. What sort of hours do you work?
What's it got to do with you?
I just wondered. I was having a walk last night. About midnight.
Yeah. So?
Saw this van.
What are you on about?
I saw you putting some exercise equipment into the van.
Look, I don't care what you saw. None of your business.
I just wondered what Dr. Geddin might make of it.
I don't give a toss what she makes of it.
Oh, you won't mind.
Shut off!
He's definitely hiding something.
Sounds quite blatant to me.
If I could question him openly.
But you can't. I suppose we could get the local bobbies to haul him in.
They've already questioned him and got nothing.
Mm. I want to know why he's so cocky. As if he knows he can't be touched.
You reckon he murdered her?
What's his motive?
When she found out about his late night operations, whatever they are. Mm.
He might clatter over the head. He might get angry enough to do that, but poison? That takes time. Calculation. We're looking for someone with a stronger motive. Someone who really hated her.
All right, everybody, in four, starting on the right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Up, down, up, down, up,
I cannot.
Are you all right, Mr. Slim?
I'm not all right. If you will excuse me.
Okay, everybody, no need to stop. Take me to rhythm. Up and down. Up and down.
Is there anything I can do, Mr. Schmidt?
No. Why should you think there would be?
Are you feeling ill?
You ask me a lot of questions always.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm rude. Just that it seems all so without a point. All this getting fit, this running and jumping and not eating. It must be getting me down. Is that the right expression?
It's certainly getting me down.
We are both suffering then. You asked me once about Claudia.
Yes.
I was not clear, honest. It's as if I know the truth in my head and I can tell no one. And why? Because of scandal? Because it might destroy my life? As if my life isn't destroyed already. All this running and jumping, it gives me time to think. No alcohol to help forget. You're a kind person.
No.
I think you care. Am I wrong?
I can see you're upset.
Upset? This is a too small word. When Claudia died, so did my world, my future. And I didn't really know it. And it was all my fault. I killed her.
Mr. Schmidt.
I killed her. Don't you see? How am I to live with that? Who am I to tell? I tell you because you seem a good woman. Claudia was good and kind. And I killed her.
Do you know what you're saying?
Of course I know what I'm saying. I'm not a fool. I know what is the truth.
Mr. Schmidt, I'm a police officer.
What?
And before you say any more, I have to caution you that you don't have to say anything unless you wish to do so. But what you say... to caution him before he went any further.
It's blown our cover.
Just think what his brief would have made of it in court if I hadn't. Agent provocateur. I had no choice, Henry, had
what
I?
What the hell is going on?
Hans Schmidt is being detained for questioning at Wilford Police Station in connection with the murder of Claudia Duke. He hasn't been charged with any offences yet, but if he's charged, he'll be transferred to East Suffolk
murder.
Police Headquarters in the morning.
Don't be absurd.
Mrs. Duke was murdered.
Ridiculous. Anyway, what's it got to do with you?
I'm a police officer.
Dare you?
I've been pursuing certain inquiries.
I want you out of here at once. At once!
Wakey, wakey, Mrs. Danbury. It's almost 3 o'clock. Time for your massage. Do you have a nice nap? You never guess what's been going on. They've arrested Mr. Schmidt. Apparently, he murdered Claudia Duke. Dr. Gedding's gone ballistic.
I don't feel very well, dear. I'm afraid I've been rather sick.
I am saying nothing until a solicitor gets here.
Of course, that's your right. But in the clinic, you told me you killed Claudia Duke.
In the clinic, I trusted you.
Are you now denying you killed her?
I am saying nothing.
Interview suspended at 15:34. We might as well have a cup of tea.
Georgina, I have other things on my mind.
I'm sorry, but Mrs. Danbury doesn't seem at all well.
Give her an aspirin. Tuck her up in bed. Make a fuss of her. It's just a touch of flu by the sound of it.
So shouldn't we call a doctor?
I have police calling all over the place. A guest has been arrested. If the others hear there's a possibility of a flu epidemic as well, they'll pack their bags and leave. And I can assure you, Georgina, that would be the last straw. For this clinic, as well as your job.
Any joy?
The solicitor's with him now.
But he confessed. After you cautioned him.
That's a moot point. During, possibly. Now he denies the whole thing.
Well, we know he did it, so it's just a question of wearing him down, getting a statement.
I suppose so.
You sound doubtful, Gov.
I don't think it's as simple as we want it to be. Get back to the clinic, Henry. See what's happening there. And tell Mother where I am. She'll be loving all this chaos.
We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved.
Mrs. Danbury, can I get you anything?
Save our trees.
It's just blue, it really is.
Lie down, dear. They won't run over you. Just lie down. Our tree.
All right. If you need help.
Please. I'm getting out.
You can't.
Watch me.
You must stay.
There are cops everywhere.
You're perfectly safe.
Oh, like hell I am.
If you just carry on as if nothing has happened.
But it has happened, hasn't it?
Not to you.
Not yet.
If you try to leave now, you'll only draw attention to yourself.
Well, they can't stop me going.
Oh, I'm sure they can. I don't want them to question you anymore.
I bet you don't. Worried what I might say?
Please stay, Keith. For once in your life, do the right thing.
I did the right thing before, according to you. Look where it's got me.
Do you want more money?
Yeah. Yeah, I want more money.
I thought I made it clear I wasn't going to give in to blackmail.
Well, you mentioned money, not me.
We both have a lot to lose, Keith. Both of us.
But you've got the most. This place for a start.
I've worked hard for this clinic. I've put everything into it.
And you'd do anything to keep it. Yeah, I know. You told me that.
But I have my limits.
Look, I want to get out. Now, give me some cash and I'll go. I won't come back. You can get someone else to dig the garden and anything else you need doing.
So, Mr. Schmidt, you admit to an intimate relationship with Claudia Duke.
My client has already told you that he and Mrs. Duke were having an affair.
Which could have been very embarrassing for you, if it had become known.
Yes, exactly. Yes, it could have. So I ended it.
How did you end it?
I told her I couldn't see her anymore. When we got back to Brussels, it would have to end.
But she wouldn't accept that. So you decided you'd have to end it another way. With poison.
I'm sorry?
You administered poison to Claudia Duke.
What are you talking about?
You admitted to me in the clinic that you killed her.
Before you'd identified yourself as a police officer.
I think we'll argue that one in court.
There's no
need. Yes, I told you I killed her.
I'd advise you not to.
Let me say it. I need to tell you how I felt. Feel. I tried to pretend she hadn't killed herself. But I knew really. Inside, I knew. I made her do it, you see.
Do what?
Hang herself. She hanged herself because of me. I killed her because I made her kill herself. Don't you see that?
Would you like to make a statement, Mr. Schmidt?
When are the police going to leave?
When we've completed our inquiry.
How many more of you are there, pretending to be guests?
I'd like to have a word with Mrs. Danbury. Would she be in her room?
I think so. She hasn't been well. Good God, she's not one of you, is she?
I'm sorry, dear. I'm still rather woozy.
She's much better than she was.
Are you sure you're all right?
Yes, yes, dear. Now, let's see if I understand all this. You were here undercover with Gwen, working on a case. It was all undercover and above board.
That's it.
Oh, disappointing.
I'd never guess you were a policeman.
Why not?
You seem so nice.
Thanks. I don't like the look of you, Mrs. Danbury.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Have you seen a doctor?
I'm not sure. It's all rather vague.
Dr. Gedding didn't think it was necessary. I asked for the doctor, but she said no, it wasn't necessary.
Get one over here, now.
Oh, really, dear? I don't think you need to. It was just a touch of flu. I'm feeling so much better now. Oh, dear. I think I'm going to be sick again.
What did the doctor say?
Told me to get out while he examined her.
It's just flu, isn't it?
I don't know, but I thought you'd better come over.
Yes. Thanks.
Do you want a coffee or something?
No.
How did it go with Schmidt?
He denies everything. What's worse, I believe him.
You reckon he didn't kill her?
No. Unless he's a very good liar.
So, we've blown our cover and we haven't got our man. The super will be pleased.
I don't really care what superintendent... Doctor, how is she?
Not very well, I'm afraid.
Oh, I'm always telling her to get flu jabs at her age.
She has some of the symptoms of flu, but I think it's more serious than that.
Pneumonia?
I think Mrs. Danbury's been poisoned.
I want a list of all the food Mother ate during her stay here, and I want forensic to go over the kitchens with a bloody fine-tooth comb.
God.
Poisoned? Why poison my mother? That's my job, Henry.
I've talked to the nutritionist. Apparently your mother had just the same meals as everyone else on her particular diet. No one else is ill.
Then it must have been added to her food.
Looks like it. But why?
I don't know.
If the same person who poisoned her poisoned Claudia Duke, it looks as though we've got a nutter on our hands.
There you are.
Yes, here we are.
This is intolerable.
What's that?
Your police are turning my clinic upside down.
There's been a murder, Dr. Gedding.
What murder? Mrs. Duke committed suicide.
We believe she was murdered here at the clinic, and her death was made to look like suicide.
And now there may be another murder.
Who?
My mother.
Your mother? What on earth's your mother got to do with all this?
It's a long story, Dr. Gedding. Now, the sooner you let us get on with our inquiries, the sooner we can leave you in peace.
You can't!
Henry, I want everyone interviewed again. Signed statements, plenty of paperwork. And if anyone tries to leave, bring them to me.
You can't keep me here.
We can. Or we can go to the station. Make it a formal interview. Which would you prefer? Why do you want to leave this clinic?
Because I do.
You're afraid of us, Kate.
You're joking.
You look frightened.
Well, I'm not. Okay.
What have you been up to?
Nothing.
We know you've been up to something, don't we?
Don't know what you're on about.
The exercise equipment.
What about it?
Sergeant Jacobs saw you take it from this clinic. Didn't you, Sergeant?
Certainly did.
Yeah? So?
Well, it's theft, for starters.
Talk to Dr. Gedding about it. She'll tell you it's all right.
She lets you steal her equipment, does she?
Borrow it? But look, my girlfriend runs these early morning workout sessions in the village twice a week. I just borrow stuff. Dr. Gedding wouldn't mind.
She wouldn't mind so much you have to borrow it at midnight.
She doesn't know I borrow it, but she'll tell you it's okay.
Why should she do that?
Because I can do pretty much what I like round here.
Why?
Just ask her.
We will.
Can I go now?
Did you know Claudia Duke?
What do you mean, know her?
I mean, did you know her?
I saw her about. Didn't know her.
You never spoke to her?
No.
You heard she died?
Of course.
Did you know how she died?
Someone said she killed herself.
Who said that?
I don't know. Does it matter?
It might do. You're sweating, Keith.
I'm not.
You are.
So what? It's hot in here.
Would you like Sergeant Jacobs to open a window?
No, look. Oh, just down with it.
We were talking about Claudia, weren't we? She didn't kill herself, Keith. She was murdered.
She wasn't.
Oh, yes, she was. Poisoned.
Nah.
Then her body was taken back to her flat. You're a strong-looking boy, Keith. Are you strong?
Not particularly.
Must build muscles. Gardening. All that digging. Are you strong enough to lift a body? Keith? A dead weight.
Well, I wouldn't know, seeing I've never done it.
Strong enough to carry a body into that van of yours, drive it to Ipswich, carry it up 3 flights of stairs.
I'm saying nothing.
Put a dressing gown cord round its neck and string it up. I'd say you were strong enough for that, Keith. That's what happened to Claudia Duke.
Oh, God!
Is that what you did with her body, Keith? After you murdered her?
I didn't murder her! She wasn't murdered!
She was poisoned, Keith. And I need to know what she was poisoned with. I need to know now!
Look! I don't know anything about this. I was just doing a favour.
What sort of favour?
Don't ask Dr. Gedding. She'll tell you. She'll tell you what happened.
You tell us, Keith.
Look. She wasn't murdered. She just died.
I'm afraid the Home Office pathologist disagrees with you.
What?
Tell us what happened, Keith.
It was last week. I was out by the summer house, munching some tomatoes, when Dr. Gedding called me. It was really early, night at six.
Oh, it's great then. No one around.
What did Dr. Gidding want?
I'm telling you, right? She says she wants the job done. Urgent. She was always doing that. Ordered me about as if I was stupid or something. As if she expected me to do it just because it was her asking. Which is like that with everyone. Well, anyway. She takes me into one of the bedrooms and shows me this body. That Duke woman. She's just lying in bed, not moving. I didn't know she was dead at first. When I touched her, she was still warm, but Dr. Gedding said she was dead. Well, she said we had to move the body. It would look bad if someone had died at a clinic. The papers would crucify the place, close it down maybe, then we'd all be out of a job. All we had to do was move the body, take it into Ipswich. Wasn't it against the law or nothing?
So you moved the body?
Oh, I didn't like looking at it. It looked really weird, covered in this cream stuff, like a mask. She was slippery. We had to wash her. Dr. Gedding put some makeup on her face, lipstick, bit of powder. It's really spooky.
Cream? What sort of cream?
Well, you know, face cream. One of her wonder creams. She makes them all the time, miracle cures. She's going to make her fortune and they never do.
It was the cream, Henry. The poison. It wasn't the food. It wasn't in the drink, but she was poisoned by something. It must have been the face cream. She absorbed it through her skin.
Sounds good to me, Gov.
And that's what happened to Mother. I'll get Ipswich Hospital on the phone. You go and find Mother's face cream.
Right.
But I didn't murder anyone, I swear.
No, Keith. I don't think you did.
Are you feeling better, Mother?
Much better.
Now they know what the poison is, they can treat you properly.
I cracked the case for you, didn't I, dear?
Yes, you did. You and your skin.
They think Mother will make a full recovery.
I'm very glad to hear it.
I made a mistake. Almost a fatal mistake with this inquiry, Dr. Gedding. I was trying to find a motive. I thought we were looking for someone who hated Claudia Duke. We should have been looking for someone who simply didn't care.
I don't know what on earth you're talking about.
The face cream we found in Mother's room. It contained nothing harmful.
As I knew it wouldn't.
Because you got there first. Because you took fright when Mother went into hospital, and you destroyed the cream. Because you knew it could have killed her.
This is utter nonsense.
We managed to extract enough cream from under her fingernails to have it analysed. Among a variety of harmless herbs and plant oils, it also contained traces of thallium. Would you have told us that, Dr. Gedding? Or would you have let Mother die? Like you let Claudia Duke die?
This is absurd. You've no proof the cream was mine.
Your degree's in chemistry, isn't it?
Very observant of you.
Where did you study?
I really don't see what business that is of yours.
Oxford, Cambridge, Durham?
As a matter of fact, it's an American degree.
By correspondence course?
I'm very well qualified.
You mix together your potions and you really have no idea what they might do.
I've a very good idea. They heal, they soothe.
The face cream Claudia Duke used. Was that one of your own?
Every cream used in my clinic is made up from my own recipes.
Do you know what the symptoms of thallium poisoning are, Dr. Gedding? They resemble flu. Did Claudia Duke have flu?
I'm here to make life better for people, Inspector, not to kill them.
Hans Schmidt said she'd been a bit under the weather. Didn't you make the connection? Did you think it was just flu? How did you feel when you found her dead?
I don't know what Keith has been saying, but he really is a very unreliable young man.
Was your first thought the clinic? How to save the clinic? How to save yourself?
I don't need to save myself or the clinic.
You're on the verge of bankruptcy, aren't you?
There's still a recession, Inspector, whatever the politicians say, but the clinic is doing very well, considering.
The Eleanor Gedding Clinic. You built it up from nothing. Your own name. Your own creation. Run the way you want, proving all those theories built up over the years working for other people. That was the dream, wasn't it? And you weren't going to let a dead body get in the way.
I had nothing to do with Claudia Duke's death.
But she died here. You must have thought of the publicity. Is that what you were thinking when you took her pulse? wondering what the tabloids would do to you? Could you see the headlines when you looked down at her face? The Clinic of Death.
You certainly have a vivid imagination, Inspector. Is that the advantage of having female police?
You don't like women very much, do you? You pander to their needs. But you don't like them. Yes?
Call from Forensic Gov. They've found traces of phthalic acetate in a bottle from the clinic.
Thanks, Henry.
I thought you'd like to know.
I thought she'd had a heart attack.
I must remind you, you're still under caution.
I'd no idea it was anything else. Please, believe that.
Why didn't you call a doctor?
Because she was dead. Beyond reviving.
So what did you do?
I'm sure Keith has told you what happened.
I'd like to hear it in your own words.
I cleaned her up, dressed her, packed a bag for her. I thought if we got her back to her own flat, the police would assume she died there, leave us alone. I just wanted to get her out.
You put her in Keith's van?
It was early, but I was terrified someone might see us. We got to her flat about 7:30. I used her keys to open the door, of course. The ground floor flat was empty, a for sale sign in the window. But I could hear someone moving about in the basement flat. They might have come up, seen us at any moment. It was quite exhilarating in a way. The fear. Keith carried her upstairs and then we... I hoped it would look like suicide.
So you put a dressing gown cord round her neck?
Yes, but she was dead. It didn't seem such a terrible thing to do, and I thought she died naturally. You must believe me. I'd no idea it might be something to do with the face cream.
Then why make it look like suicide? Because you knew, didn't you? You knew it wasn't natural death, that it had something to do with the treatment you'd given her.
No.
You were terrified what a post-mortem might reveal, so you tried to make it look like suicide. You hoped the police wouldn't look any further. You wanted to throw us off the scent. Isn't that true? Isn't that true, Dr. Gedding?
It shouldn't have happened.
It certainly shouldn't.
No. I mean, it was her fault. I'd been so careful with the thallium. It has a depilatory effect. Claudia suffered from facial hair. She was such a vain woman, that's what killed her. Vanity and obstinacy. I tested the cream. I tested it on myself with no ill effects. I told her it was important that she didn't leave the cream on for any length of time. The treatment would have to be slow, but that wasn't good enough for Claudia. She wanted quick results. She'd leave the cream on all night. That's what killed her. Vanity.
And what about my mother?
I've made changes. I'm sure it was safe. Obviously, she didn't follow my instructions either. I stopped the treatment as soon as she fell ill.
Just another guinea pig.
We have to suffer for our beauty, Inspector. Those of us for whom beauty is important.
Dr. Eleanor Gedding.
Margaret. Eleanor Margaret Gedding.
Dr. Eleanor Margaret Gedding. I'm charging you with conspiracy to pervert the course of justice. Other charges will follow when we've completed our inquiries.
Faster, dear, faster.
Let's just get you home, Mother.
All that exercising hasn't given you more puff, then.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you both.
You've been keeping an eye out for us, Mrs. Banks?
For your mother? How are you, dear?
Right as rain. Can't walk at the moment, as you can see.
That's health farms for you. Doesn't seem to have done either of you much good.
I lost 6 pounds.
Really? I just had to tell you, they're about to cut down our tree. A lot of very unpleasant men with chainsaws.
Oh, we'll soon see about that.
Mother, you can't go. That's...
Nonsense, dear. We wouldn't dare assault an old woman in a wheelchair.
No, Mother. Don't suppose they would.
In A Slim Chance, part two of Sue Rodwell's four-part detective series, An Odd Body, Annette Badland played Gwen Danbury, Gudrun Ewer, Joan Danbury, John Dutteen, Henry Jacobs, John Rye, Superintendent Phillips, and Tina Gray, Mrs. Banks. Eleanor Gedding was played by Frances Jeter, Georgina, Cyril Jenkins, Hans Schmidt, Sean Barrett, Keith, Mark Straker, Peggy, Patty Holloway, Dr. Hunter, Neville Jason, and the police constable, Lyndon Gregory. An Odd Body is directed by Glyn Dearman. Thank you.